It fills me with joy to enter a room filled with seekers for truth. I'm not a Buddhist. I'm too old to be anything. I've been a seeker for many years myself, and the older one grows, the more mysterious the whole thing becomes. But there is no doubt that Buddhism is a way of supreme beauty and truth, and its values are beyond criticism by any standards. It is perhaps the final and greatest of the religions. I haven't reached that point yet. I'm much too fond of this life, I'm afraid, to renounce it. I find this world wonderful. As Tagore said about this world, I have found it unsurpassable. And it, when we started Temenos in 1980, it seemed to be dropping into a void, this review affirming that literature and the arts existed in reality as vehicles for a vision of higher worlds. This is not at all how these things are seen in the secular world. Right. It cannot be so, because higher worlds are precluded. So we dropped this into a void. And since then, it's been extraordinary how, if you set up a standard, people come towards it. Most of them are saying, we thought we were the only person who felt this way about things. But now, one comes here, for example, or to Bishara, or to other groups at grassroots level, Buddhist, Sufi, and so on, and one finds this tremendous turn of the tide going on, because people cannot live by bread alone. It isn't that they wouldn't like to, but it is impossible. And therefore, the soul searches for its proper food.
You can't even live by whole meat bread alone.
Not even whole. And I read your book, Sangharachitta. I was given a copy some weeks ago, and I skimmed through it again yesterday, and I think basically it is a book about these questions, and I think I've said enough, and may I now leave it to you.